But I think they were expecting me to have a epileptic fit type thing, perhaps. Maybe they're expecting me to fall out on the ground. Maybe they're expecting me to speak in an unknown tongue. I'm not sure what they were expecting. And finally, they concluded that, I was sitting there with my eyes shut, and I guess they were too, I'm not sure, but finally they kind of stopped all the in Jesus' name proclamations and stuff, stopped, and I could tell they had opened their eyes and would, took their hands off of me. She said, "Do you feel any different?" I said, "No." And she said, "You don't feel any kind of like warm fluid flowing through your body or anything like that?" And I said, "No, I don't." I'll tell you what I thought. I thought, what a joke. That's a horrible thing, a dangerous thing to think when somebody is coming to you in Jesus' name. I couldn't help my thoughts. I thought, what a joke. Why did I think that? Because they're coming to me in Jesus' name, and Jesus did not show up. If I had been an unbeliever, my words, what a joke, would have been profaning God's name. Because what they have done has given me reason to curse his name, to mock his name. In my case, it's a little different because I'm able to separate their wrong theology from the character of God that I know. So what happened? Only can be two things. Is the Father and the Son on the same page? Yes. Was there a rift between Jesus and the Father that God wasn't going to give him what Jesus wanted? No. That's intact. The Father and the Son are the same. The rift, or the wrongness, was they did not know what Jesus wanted. They said they did, but they did not. Now, we use those words in Jesus' name. That's the short version. If you want to test your prayers to see if you ought to pray in Jesus' name, you use the long version. Here's the long version. Let's suppose I got an Aunt Mary that's dying of an incurable disease, and I want to pray for God to heal her. Can I pray in Jesus' name? Pray, if you pray, can pray this way. Father, I know you're an almighty God who can heal Aunt Mary. Your power is not in question. I know that you and Jesus the Son are like mind. You're on the same page. You are as one in your desires, your focus, your purposes, in all things. I know you're as one. And Jesus, your Son, has given me a word through the Holy Spirit that he would like to see Aunt Mary healed. He's told me he wants to see Aunt Mary healed and asked me to come to you and ask in his name that you would heal her. If I can say, I can pray that prayer, I really know Jesus wants that and told me that. If I can say that, I'll tell you what you're fixing to see. You're fixing to see a miracle. But in my life, now you might say, you gave me that illustration about the Pentecostals, and you know that's an extreme thing. And maybe it is. We don't do the extreme Pentecostal stuff. We do the Baptist stuff or the Presbyterian stuff. We just tag those words onto every prayer and we're out of here. We don't have a clue. We haven't thought through for a second what we're saying. I'm sorry. That's pretty rough. Let me back up in one more time. These two words. Susan Waltrip. I told you before. Those two words are more than words. They are who she is. When I say those words, when I hear those words, I am saying and hearing who she is. In 40 years that we've been married, I have never spoken to her, or not to her, I'm sure I've done that, about her. I've never spoken about her publicly to anybody in a derogatory way. Where that person I was speaking to said, boy, he's got it in for her. I never spoken about her in any way where anybody would say, boy, she's a louse. I have never spoken about her in a demeaning way to anybody. Now, we've joked a little bit about the differences between me and her and our personality and all that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in a mean, demeaning, disgusting way where it's obvious I just can't stand her. Or I'm intending to tear down her character. I've never done that. In fact, it is repulsive to me to even think of doing that. I don't want to hear you doing it either. You can talk about me. Don't talk about her. If I have that kind of zeal for her name, how much more should I have it for the God of heaven? Take care that you don't take his name in vain. Let's pray.